On July 4th, I, like millions of Americans, celebrated the 240th year of our national independence. I celebrated as well the unique character of a nation based on the rule of law, a state where every person is to be treated equally under the laws of the land. On July 5th, at 10 a.m., I saw a new American nation ushered in by the director of the FBI, James Comey. This new American nation no longer follows the rule of law. The prevailing sentiment is a rule of influence and power. What is true for a designated elite is not true for the rest of us. Equality under the law has been Latin Americanized. It is as if Cesar Chavez was running the U.S. judiciary system. Before James Comey said no reasonable prosecutor would pursue this case against Hillary Clinton, he added language to the federal statute which made his case for dismissal. Comey used the word intent, a word that does not appear in any of the State Department protocols. In fact, in the first 10 minutes of his surprise presentation, Comey makes an effective case for indictment, suggesting, one, the former Secretary of State was extremely careless with national security secrets. Two, it is not reasonable to assume anyone in her position of authority and sensitivity would put emails on a private server. Three, 110 emails on the server were classified at the time they were sent, knowingly endangering national security and clearly indicating Hillary Clinton lied. Four, Hillary Clinton deleted emails before turning them over to State Department officials as the law requires. Five, it is likely foreign governments have hacked her emails, although evidence supporting this claim is not dispositive. In listing the charges against Ms. Clinton, one is left with the impression of gross negligence and arrogance about the law under which she served. What applies to some does not apply to her, a point made throughout her life. In similar circumstances, John Deutsch, former director of the CIA, and David Petraeus, head of the Central Command, were both fined and excoriated for infractions of a similar but lesser nature. Hillary has gone off scot-free, indicating this entire imbroglio was a misunderstanding, and of course, she made a mistake. For many, the charges in question are far more egregious than the Comey recommendation suggests. If Special Access Programs, SAP, the highest level of security involving the entire intelligence apparatus of the United States, was put at risk, Clinton engaged in what could accurately be called treasonous behavior. Seven of the 110 classified documents were SAP. It is odd that Attorney General Loretta Lynch met former President Bill Clinton several days before the Comey statement. At that time, Lynch said, "I made a mistake in meeting Clinton." In the aftermath of press criticism, Ms. Lynch went on to say that she would recuse herself from the investigation or rely on the FBI recommendations. Did Lynch know what those recommendations might be when she met with President Clinton? What so many in the media blog fail to see is that this investigation is not only a story about Hillary Clinton. It is a saga about legal adjudication. If the law of the land does not apply to the Clintons, as appears to be the case, why should it apply to anyone else? If intent is the overarching issue in determining culpability, is the thief to be found innocent when he says, "I took the necklace from the shelf because I thought it was mine. I never intended to steal it"? What Comey has done is besmirch his own reputation, compromise the FBI, and served as a midwife for the new America parented by Hillary and Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Loretta Lynch. Cesar Chavez must be having a good laugh from the depths of hell.